Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at orangetreeimports@mac.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here's your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 29th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we will be talking about saving energy saves money. You may not have heard of the carrot mob movement, but it could be that it's coming your way. A carrot mob event is based on the same idea as a flash mob, which is a seemingly spontaneous gathering of individuals who are all actually planning to participate in a single action. One of my favorites was a flash mob pillow fight, but more recent flash mobs usually involve singing or dancing. For example, individuals in a crowded food court in Canada suddenly starting to sing the Hallelujah Chorus in full harmony. Unlike the average flash mob event, a carrot mob event is announced in advance and the public is invited to participate. Carrot mob's mission is to empower people to use their influence in commerce to advance sustainability. The organization started in San Francisco, which should come as no surprise, and is now international. Time magazine commented that carrot mobs are cooler than boycotts, and they certainly are a more positive way to get business to behave in a socially responsible manner. On March 29, 2008, Brent Schulken coordinated the first carrot mob campaign. He went to 23 convenience stores in San Francisco and identified the store willing to make the strongest environmental improvements in exchange for a large number of new customers coming and spending money. Carrot Mob was born when hundreds of people came to the store at the same time to buy anything they wanted. The mob more than tripled the store's daily revenues in a few hours, and that revenue is how the store financed an energy-efficient retrofit of their lighting system. The Carrot Mob movement here in Madison, Wisconsin, is being led by an idealistic and energetic group of students eager to encourage restaurants and shops to become more energy efficient. The business that is targeted by a carrot mob is asked to spend a percentage of the increase in business brought about by the event to improve some aspect of its energy use. Whether you are able to attract a carrot mob event or not, it makes good sense to evaluate how your business can improve its energy efficiency. You can save money in the long run by making fairly minor adjustments. Retail stores can be very expensive to heat and cool, as you undoubtedly already know. There are rarely any windows to take advantage of pleasant outdoor temperatures, so we're almost always either heating or air conditioning. The high level of lighting required by visual merchandising is expensive and makes the stores hotter. In addition, stores have long operating hours, which means that our costs are higher than any 9-to-5 operation. I'd suggest that you start your quest for lower energy costs by getting a usage analysis by your local utility company. You may discover areas that can be better insulated or windows that could be redone in double-pane glass. Your current appliances, such as water heater, furnace, and air conditioner, may not be as energy efficient as newer models. The cost of replacing these units may be justified by lower utility costs in just a few years. It's also possible that you'll be eligible for rebates from public service companies encouraging wise energy use. Some of the ideas for energy conservation suggested for homes can also cut costs for retail stores. We installed programmable thermostats last year at Orange Tree Imports in order to make sure that no employee accidentally leaves the heating or cooling set on high when the store is not occupied. If someone is working early or late, there's an override setting on the system. The most exciting development for retailers trying to cut down on utility costs is the proliferation of new low-energy lighting options. Compact fluorescent lights can be used to replace most types of light bulbs traditionally used to light merchandise. These bulbs produce the same lighting level, last 6 to 10 times longer, generate less heat than other bulbs, and use up to 75% less energy, according to the Energy Star program. In areas such as offices and warehouses that already use fluorescent lighting, switching to high-efficiency T8 and T5 tubes can cut costs. Turning things off or down when not in use, such as electronic displays, computers, and lights, should also help cut your utility bill. Be sure to perform routine maintenance on heating and cooling systems, changing filters, cleaning condenser coils, and checking the airflow. The organizers of the Carrot Mob program say that a community organizer, a willing business, and a mob of people creates a win-win-win. Similarly, evaluating your energy costs, looking for ways to cut back on your energy usage, and spreading the word to other small businesses is also a win-win-win, and one that you can start on today. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is, in keeping with the Carrot Mob theme, Hide and Seek Jojo Bunny and the Magic Carrot. This is a current item. It's an interactive electronic toy that will look for and find anyone who's holding the magic carrot. The magic carrot, which is flat and orange, has a clip on its back that allows toddlers and preschoolers to attach him to their pants or belts while they're hiding. And to play hide-and-seek with Jojo Bunny, you push the easily accessible on-off button on his chest. Jojo sings a catchy counting song that is an invitation to play hide-and-seek. He reminds kids how to play, announces ears down, lowers his ears over his eyes, and counts to 10. The child, meanwhile, switches on the magic carrot and hides somewhere in the room. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. I invite you to read my weekly blog, which is now posted at www.specialtyshopretailing.com. I also hope you'll join the Specialty Shop Retailing fan page on Facebook. Please feel free to email me with ideas for future podcasts at orangetreeimports@mac.com. And until then, happy retailing.